60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But first, now more than ever, young adults are finishing up college and immediately moving back in with their parents.
Oh. Yeah.
I guess there used to be a stigma around it, but it actually comes with a lot of perks. You can save a bunch of money, pay off your student loans. You don't have to do your own laundry.
All the cooking.
And best of all, you have an extra pair of hands to scrub that hard-to-reach spot on your back whenever you need to shower.
Thanks, Mom.
Yep. No. Mom gives you a bath still. But at what age does living with your parents start to get old and become weird? Well, Nationwide Survey asked a question, and they got the answer for the exact age when it's too weird to live at home anymore.
Oh.
Ooh, okay. What do you guys guess it is?
I'm going 26.
I say, like, 28.
Oh,
28.
I moved back in with my parents. I lasted like 6 months, and I'm like, I'm taking 5 jobs to get out of here.
Well, turns out that Jose is right. People think it's okay to live with mom and dad until the age of 28.
Really? Yep. Hey!
And that's when it starts to get kind of embarrassing after that.
Uh-oh.
The survey also found that half of parents agree with that age, and they think it's embarrassing for them to have a 28-year-old living in their house as well and having to tell their friends about it.
We never think about their perspective.
Yeah, it's hard to brag about your kid when he's 30 and he's still living at home.
What does he do? Nothing. Yeah. Definitely doesn't pick up his clothes.
Yeah. I can actually tell you everything he does because I see him every second of the day.
I think 28 is way too high.
Me too.
You do?
Yeah, I think it needs to be 4 or 5.
4 or 5.
Oh, God.
Probably when they should get out. You know, once they're potty trained, basically. Stop coddling them. That's the problem, you know?
Do you want us to put you up for adoption?
Yeah.
Then you know how, get out of here.
You know how to use a toilet now. Go ahead. Fly. Be free. I don't know. I think it's the time, a high time, after you learn to use the bathroom that you make something of yourself.
Oh, no.
Text in 78592. What do you think the perfect age is to get out of your parents' house for good? All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey is coming to studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in. I don't know why that was so hard for me to say. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock caller last. Is there a lock in
there? There's a padlock in here. I was reaching for the almond, and there's a big padlock, and it's locked.
Yeah, it's encouraging you guys to lock it up when you do your answers, because
symbolic.
It's been embarrassing lately.
Got it. It's symbolic.
Yeah, wow. Okay. Okay. Lock it up.
That is the embarrassing part.
who'd you pick?
I thought I had to crack the code before I opened it. And I got Jose. Plug Jubal's Instagram.
Oh, that's really cool of you.
At Jubal Fresh. Too.
That's interesting. I don't know why you guys keep doing that, but I really appreciate it.
At Jubal Fresh. Jose. Follow me too. Hilarious Jose.
I want to say at before that.
Oh, yeah. At Hilarious Jose.
It just sounds like you're just bragging. I'm Hilarious Jose, by the way.
What's up? Nice to meet you. Legal name.
All right. Jose's putting on the shot caller while he does that. Jeff, please read Jose the shot caller question of the day.
We recently found out that the next Batman is set to be played by former Twilight star Robert Pattinson.
Yeah.
It's a choice that's drawn a lot of skepticism, except from our own Jubal Fresh, who has hearts in his eyes.
I love it.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
It's great. Yeah.
But it's definitely not the first time that there's been controversy around the role of the Caped Crusader. In fact, you might remember back in 1989, director Tim Burton had a difficult choice in who to cast for the leading role. Eventually, he picked Michael Keaton to be Batman, but he was actually considering another A-list actor for the part who would have been even more controversial. At the time, this person was at the height of their movie career, but apparently the writers just couldn't figure out how to make his personality work with the role. But who did Tim Burton originally want to cast as Batman?
Oh, wow. So, okay, the key word is personality, which makes me think that it's like a comedian or someone, you know, kind of out there that wouldn't be your typical.
Oh, really?
Batman
I didn't get that.
Role.
Huh. I just thought it was an actor at the top of the height of their career.
Yeah, the height of their career, but the personality doesn't fit the role. So it'd be like Jim Carrey, like, wacky Batman.
Michael Keaton was a comic, so.
Really?
Didn't really fit Batman. Yeah, he was a comedian.
How did I not know that?
Danny DeVito was in Batman. Remember, he was the penguin.
Oh, the penguin.
Maybe it was Danny DeVito, and they're like, well, that won't work. We'll make you a penguin.
Hey, you know what, though? You're onto something. You know who else was in that movie? Is Arnold Schwarzenegger as the Iceman.
That was a later one, but.
Wasn't that the same one?
No.
No, that was later.
Oh, I'm mixing him up. Sorry, I was too young.
Those people were in the Batman movies. This person was not cast in a Batman movie.
Read the question one time.
Shifted it.
You might remember back in 1989, director Tim Burton chose Michael Keaton to be Batman, but he was actually considering another A-list actor for the part who would have been even more controversial, but the writers couldn't figure out how to make it work. But who did Tim Burton originally want to cast as Batman?
Okay, so here's what I got from the question. Like, hold on, let me dissect it. 1989, height of their career, A-list today, doesn't have the right personality. So the first person I think is like Johnny Depp. Yeah, he was huge in 89, though.
He was huge.
Yeah, he was so big.
Yeah, because it was like Benny and June. And
what about John Cusack?
Yeah, he was a
weird choice.
Yeah,
I feel like he's not very controversial, though. Like, it'd be like saying Tom Hanks is controversial.
Yeah.
You know,
and yeah,
that was like the height of his career.
Can fit into almost any role.
What about Tom Cruise? I mean, he was at the height of his career.
Oh, yeah, after Top Gun. But he is kind of an action star. I think I'm going to go with Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
I think that's my final.
You locking it up?
Locking it up.
Tim Burton. Right. Tim Burton loves Johnny Depp.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, good call.
In 1989, Michael Keaton was famously cast as Batman, but most people don't realize that director Tim Burton was considering another famous actor for the role. Apparently, they were looking to make a more comical version of the superhero.
Uh-oh.
However, after 9 attempts to rewrite the script, they eventually had to give up on the idea, but for a while, Tim Burton was hoping Batman could be played by Funny Man, who starred in Ghostbusters, Caddyshack, and Groundhog Day,
talking about Bill Murray. Oh, my God.
That would have been cool.
That
would have been weird. I want Bill Murray as Batman now. Feel like it could still happen. Anybody else?
No.
That would be so good. Just old crazy Batman.
Senile.
You got it wrong. And 21 Year Heaven by Bryan Adams. Whoa. So you sing that before you get shocked.
Talk about the
Baby,
80s.
You're all that I want.
Oh, okay, here we go. Thank you. Baby, you're all that I want when you're lying here in my arms. I'm finding it hard to believe we're in heaven and love is all that I have.
I feel like you thought I was going to shock you at heaven.
I thought I was going to get you.
That's why I waited.
You threw me off.
All right, phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Move at 92.5.